Today I'm talking about the Specialty Society Resource-Based Relative Value Scale Update Committee, also known as RUC. It has been described as a secretive, highly politicized group that wields enormous influence over physician reimbursements from both CMS and private insurers, and one that has conflicting interests and little oversight. I'm talking about this today because we as a nation need to wake up. There is a lot of crazy stuff going on. Everybody knows there's crazy stuff going on. We all feel it. We all know it. One of the craziest is RUC, and we're getting screwed, literally screwed over every day of our lives because this group of 32 people run everything. I mean, you can't go out and buy medicine without dealing with RUC. They decide. As I mentioned further into the podcast today, they decide everything. And so I'm just going to present this to you, give you some information that I've come across, get it out there. We need to wake up. The RUC is a group of 32 physicians and other healthcare professionals who advise Medicare on how to value a physician's work. So it's a group of 32 people, and they sit around and decide how much they're going to screw you, basically is what it is. Once again, it's almost impossible to find out anything about the group itself, who they are, or what they do. But from the research that I have done, they are an elite group of extremely highly paid individuals who basically run the entire big pharma gig and big medical. On numerous podcasts of mine, I've talked about big pharma and big medical and how corrupt they are and how bad they are and how badly they are screwing us daily. I mean, if you think about it, when you go to the doctor, you pay an upfront fee and then you get a bill later in the mail. That's typically how it goes, even though you got insurance. So you're paying monthly for your insurance, a massive amount of money. If you do get sick and you go to the doctor, the first thing they do when you get there is they say, okay, your copay is $40, and you got to whip out the credit card or grab $40 out of your wallet. Bam, 40. Then you go see the doctor, and when you get home a couple days later, you get a bill in the mail for whatever amount. And this is on top of already paying a monthly insurance premium for health care. So you got the copay, you got the monthly premium, and you got a doctor bill that comes in the mail later. It's totally effed up. I mean, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep going on this way. But how do we fight it? Well, here's how we fight it. We say no. First of all, we're Americans. We're generally pretty healthy. We don't need to go see the doctor every month. We don't need to see the doctor every 2 months. We don't need to see him every 6 months. They're going to tell you. They want you to come in regularly and get checkups and this and that once a year. Okay, yeah. But when you get there and they give you the checkup, they go, oh, you're really sick. You need this medication. And then you need to come back next month and we'll check you again. Okay, no. We have to get together as a country and say, no more, no more. You cannot charge us when we walk in the door of the office of the doctor. You can't charge us again when we get home and get the envelope in the mail with that amount, and you can't charge us monthly. If you think about back in the day, there were doctors and there were patients. Patient got sick occasionally, very rarely. He went to the doctor. He paid him right then and there. There was no insurance. There was no copay. There was no letter in the mail later. You paid him right then. Or maybe you did put it on a tab and get the envelope later that tells you how much it was and you send it in. Whatever. We got to get away from this craziness. To reiterate, we aren't that sick. Big pharma and big medical have brainwashed us into thinking that we're sick, and we're not. they make tons of money by telling us we're sick, and we're so concerned about it that we will pay them every month a massive amount of money, pay them when we go see them, and pay them again when we get home and we get the envelope in the mail. Stupid ass shit. No way. No way. No way. Can this continue? It cannot. Cannot continue. And I think we better do something about it. What do we do? Well, here's how we can do it. We have to have a place where people can come and hear what's going on. A central location where everybody can tune in and say, I want to know what's going on in the medical profession and how they're screwing us and what we can do about it. We need to get to RUC. We need to get to that 32-member group and say, you're done. We want you out. This is not working. And how do we get to them? They're so insulated. It's they're big and powerful and very, very, very rich. But I can semi-guarantee there's cracks in their armor. And those cracks are, example, these 32 guys, they need minions to do their bidding. So these 32 guys can't get all that data and put it together and all this and that. So what it is, the 32 person group has fingers that go out into the non-32 person group, and they have people that they talk to, and those people have people they talk to, and it's kind of a roundabout way, but we can get that information. If the right person hears the podcast that says, we want some information that you have, anonymously, please call us, please respond in some way and say, yeah, I know about this. It's just a little piece of it, but I know about it. Okay, so he calls. He emails or whatever and says, I know this about this and this about this. And another guy from another part of it hears it. She says, my husband is part of an IT group that puts this stuff together, and he says this. And another group of people put together something else, and one of the people in that group say, hey, I heard this thing on this podcast, and I kind of want to be a whistleblower. I don't really want to because it's my livelihood, and I don't want to lose all this money that I'm getting. But I can tell, I can send an email to this group anonymously. There's ways to do it. You can go to the library. there are ways to send anonymous emails. And if we could get it together, we get person number A, letter A, and person letter B, and person letter C all sending information, and we can put the picture together, and we can go, oh, here's how we get them. Here's how we get this group of 32 people that are screwing us every day, taking more and more and more money out of our pockets, and we're going, yeah, let's do that, because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to feel pain. I don't want to die. But we're letting that be the thing that causes them to be able to win. We've got to get it back, folks. Or maybe it means you got to suffer a little bit. Maybe it means some people are going to die. And I don't want to be the guy that says, yeah, you're going to die. I want to be the guy that says, we got to change this thing. And if you're in a point in your life where you can't take care of yourself and you're not doing anything for anybody and it takes a bunch of family members and medical people to keep you alive, it's time to move on. And that's hard. I know. I have family members myself that are getting old, and you can't say, okay, you're done. What we can do, though, as individuals, say, when I get there, I'm going to move on. I'm not gonna leave that burden to my children, and I'm not gonna spend almost everything that I got on this medical care that's keeping me alive for no damn reason. It's hard to say that. It's hard to think it. And that's how they win, though. That is how they win that easy for them, actually. All they gotta do is say, okay, we know they don't wanna suffer. We know they don't wanna feel pain. We know they don't wanna die. We know they don't want to be sick, and they will pay anything to keep that from happening. So we got to fight back, folks. We got to do all that stuff. We got to say, okay, I'm not really sick. I'm not going to the doctor. And it's a mindset too. So I encounter people, a lot of people all day, every day, and a lot of them come in and say, oh, my back hurts. Oh, I feel sick. Oh, I've got a cold. Oh, I've got a sore throat. Oh, I've got this. Oh, I've got that. Yeah, we all have aches and pains. And when you get older, they get worse. But don't think, oh, my fingers, I got to go to the doctor. No. Stay home. Put some methylate on it. Put a Band-Aid on it. If you get a sore throat, gargle with salt water. If you get a cold, stay home from work for a few days and get well. Drink lots of water. And, we know what to do. The Creator gave us that, the ability to keep ourselves well. It's the main thing in our brain is stay healthy, stay pain-free. Do what you got to do to make all that happen. Don't think you can just run to the doctor and go, oh, doctor, fix me, because I'm too damn fucking lazy to do it myself. So you do it, and I'll pay you half of what I earn for that right. I mean, think about it. When you add up all that stuff, it's a big chunk, and you don't have to pay that. And there are guys, and because every one of us does it, I mean, you know, back in the day, people are going, I see, how am I going to make money? How am I going to get rich? I know how I can do it. What do people want more than anything? They want their health. They want to live a pain-free life, and they don't want to die. All we got to do is put those three together and hold it over their heads and go, oh, yeah, we'll do all that for you. It's going to cost you this, but it's so worth it because you're going to be healthy and you're going to be pain-free and you're not going to die. We're not real healthy. I mean, I just said Americans are very healthy, and they are, or they could be, and they should be. And it's a mindset, and get your mind in the right place and say, I'm not going to the doctor every day. I'm not going to the doctor every month. I'm going to the doctor once a year, maybe, because that's probably a good thing. But I've told the story before on previous podcasts. I went 10 years without going to the doctor, and I almost fell over when I went to the doctor finally because I had pneumonia or something. Yeah. When you got something big and bad, go to the doctor and get well. When you got a cold, don't go to the doctor, please. When you got a sore throat, don't go to the doctor, please. And, you know, I mean, they're trying this thing now, and this is a totally different subject, and I'm just going to open it up a little bit, but COVID, Fauci. They were going, okay, so we're making tons and billions and trillions and quadrillions of dollars by doing this and screwing these people over and brainwash them, but we're not getting enough yet. Here's what we can do. We can introduce COVID, and then they really will get sicker, and they really will need to come crawling to us, and they really will need to give us more and more and more of their money. All we got to do is make this COVID. These people are big and powerful. We got to win this thing, and I think we can. I know we can, but I want to expose everything and what's happening is, among the other things that are happening that I've been talking about earlier, turn on your television. Just do this one little experiment, especially if you have antenna TV or if you have local stations. Turn on your TV. Sit there for about 15 minutes, and I can guarantee you, you're going to see at least one ad for Big Pharma or Big Medical. That's how they're brainwashing it. Among all the other things, besides just taking our money at will, they are brainwashing us into thinking that we're sicker than we are because they have advertisements on television. I mean, hundreds of millions of people are watching these shows with the commercial breaks that I seriously, and please do this experiment. Turn on your TV, wait 15 minutes, and you'll see a pharmaceutical ad. Well, I saw one ad, okay? No, but you don't. If you watch TV for a couple hours a day, you're going to see at least five or six ads for pharmaceuticals. And that's not all. That's the minimum. There are, you turn on the radio. They got these hosts on the shows that you've been listening to forever. They got them in on it. And they're telling you, yeah, you got to get this stuff because you're going to get sick if you don't. And this is a good kind of medicine for you. They have the ads. I mean, watch, and it's not just the local station. Watch Fox News. Fox News, to me, I want to think it's that unbiased, non-liberal outlet where you can actually go and get a different view than what you hear on most all the other broadcast stations, which is ultra left. So you go to Fox. They actually do. They have stories about things that are centrist or right wing. You get a break from all that left wing stuff you hear and see on all the other stations. But wait for about 15 minutes on Fox and see who all the ads, almost all the ads are pharmaceuticals. Almost all of them. Guess what? When you run a radio station or a news station, you got to have lots of money. And you say, okay, pharmaceutical place, we'll put your ads on and we'll take your money. But that's part of the enemy. That's part of the enemy when almost all the ads on Fox are pharmaceuticals. That means you're sitting there watching and you're watching your favorite show. I'm not going to mention any right now. I like them, a lot of them. I don't actually watch. Here's something you can do. This is what I do. Don't watch it on the Fox television show. Get YouTube. Get the premium. You don't ever have to hear a commercial. You can watch your favorite people just a few hours. People are afraid, oh, I'm not going to get the most up to date. So what? They repeat the same shit over and over for days. So you get it maybe 2 hours late on YouTube, and you pick the ones you want. You don't have to sit through all of them. And there's no ads. There's no pharmaceutical ads. That's part of what we can do to get away from this crazy, crazy bullshit. Big pharma and big medical and big insurance, but we're not going there right now. Running our lives. We gotta stop it. Here's why. Because they're not going to be satisfied with what they got right now, which is taking almost all your money. They want all your money. And if they don't get you by the ads, and they don't get you by the pandemic, and they don't get you any of the other thousands of ways that they're getting you right now, they're going to come up with something new that's going to be even worse. And they're going to like force it. I mean, the government's going to make laws where you got to go buy these pharmaceuticals, whether you need them or not, just in case or whatever. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. Thank goodness I'm not one of those people that sit around and think about ways to do shit like this. But it's coming. If we don't stop it, if you and me don't stop this starting now, it's going to come. And we don't want to be there. We don't want to be anywhere near what's going on in this country right now. And there's lots of other things besides medical and pharmaceutical. And I'm going to talk about them all in turn. I briefly mentioned the insurance. That's another thing. And taxes. We got to talk about taxes, too. That's crazy. These big, powerful people and corporations and government want to take everything you got. They don't want you to have nothing. They want no personal property. They want to own everything, and you got to come begging to them if you want a little bit of anything. That's not America. That's not how this country was set up to run. Greed set in, and that's what it is. I've talked about it before. Greed takes over. Relatively few people run everything, and they're greedy. They want everything, and they get together, and they form corporations to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to take every penny you've got in your bank account and take it and use it and have it for themselves.